Hey, mujeres, welcome back. ¿Qué tal? I hope you're all doing very well and that you've had a splendid couple of weeks. I am Morena Tanmala and you're listening to Mujer No Te Rajes. This is episode 3 and we're going to be opening up a very special topic, a conversation, and it's going to be something that hits close to home for me. I'm going to be breaking it up into 2 different episodes just because it is such a large topic. It is something that is really elaborate. There are a lot of different things to talk about within this one theme. So I hope that you will stick around for both of the episodes. The first one will be, again, this one, and then the following episode will be released in about 2 weeks. And thank you for your patience, by the way, in sticking around. I went from recording episodes every week to now shifting them to every 2 weeks just so that I'm able to deliver more quality type content versus, you know, quantity. I do a work and go to school, so I just wanted to make sure I was able to provide you the best experience with the most informative content and personalized experiences, right? So, and that's exactly how it'll be broken down. As far as this episode, we are going to be talking about sexual orientation. That specific conversation is really, really hard to hold in a lot of Latinx households, especially, for example, in my household. We're Mexican, and my family was pretty religious at some point. I feel like at this point in our lives, we've all kind of just taken it upon ourselves to follow our path to spirituality, whatever that may be. But at one point, it was a pretty religious household, and so it was really hard to have the conversation about sexual orientation. And I know for a fact that it is this case for most people who are coming out in a Mexican or any kind of Latinx household. So I just want to bring up the conversation about 3 different things for today. So for today, we're going to be discussing the relationship between sexual orientation and religion. We're going to be talking about sexual orientation as far as a spectrum. And we're going to talk about educating ourselves on how to support the LGBTQ community, regardless of our religious outlook on life. And so this is a really important conversation to have because regardless of how we view from a religious scope, how we view life and how we view sexual orientation, it is something that is unavoidable. It is something that is around you, has always been around you, and ignoring it doesn't make it go away. What it does do is create an unsafe, it creates a sometimes harmful environment to the person who might need to come out to you, who might need to come to you for support. So it's really important that we're opening up this conversation in our households and with our parents and with our grandparents, especially those who are older who don't necessarily agree with the way that things are viewed now. It is especially important to open up the conversations in those aspects because even though most of them may be closed off to it, you would be surprised how willing they're able to come around to the idea when it is someone who they truly love, who they really care for, and who they're really just willing to abandon those conservative and traditional views because they realize they're harmful to those that they love. But it has to be contextualized for them. It has to be made personal because it's really easy to say, oh, you shouldn't be that way. And if my kid was that way, you know, I would boot him out. When it actually happens, I'm not telling you they won't give you a hard time, we don't give people a hard time because we do. But it is so much harder to do when there are emotions involved. So we're talking about sexual orientation and religion to start off. The whole idea of bringing this conversation up is because I am actually gay, right? I identify as queer. And for a long time, I've identified as a lesbian. I have my own coming out story, which I hope to share with you in the next episode. It is kind of long, so I will leave that for later. But just to give you an understanding how this touches so close to home for me, or how it hits home, is because I've had my own coming out experience, and it wasn't an easy one. And honestly, especially because, as I mentioned before, I grew up attending church on a regular. I grew up in a Christian home, and it was really hard to maintain a relationship with my religious views while coming out. It was very confusing, and it was really hard to just come to understanding and living my own truth. So the relationship that I want to discuss is exactly that, how religion is not only something that impacts your religious views if you are straight, it is something that impacts the person who is trying to come out. Because mind you, if you're the parent, if you're the grandparent, if you're the tía, whatever relationship you may have with this person who is coming out, if your religious views are that sexual orientation, aside from the traditional, meaning straight, anything aside from that is evil or is frowned upon or is seen as something shameful, it's more than likely that the person that is coming out feels the same way about themselves and the way that they view their sexuality or sexual orientation. And again, speaking personally, it was very, very hard to continue with my religious beliefs while trying to face who I was. Now, I came out at a very young age, and it's very interesting to understand sexuality and our sexual orientation, because it is something that shifts, and it'll be articulated a little bit better when I talk about the spectrum, which is just coming up. But again, to contextualize religion, it doesn't mean that you stop believing in God. It doesn't mean that you are willingly and intentionally trying to go against what you've been brought up to believe. What it means is that there is this inherent part of you that you cannot deny, that is naturally there, that is not perverted, that is not coming out of a lustful and wanting to sin place. It is just something that is kind of innocent, because your first crushes usually are. It's not like you have, you know, these crazy thoughts. It's just, there's a feeling there. You know that you feel good when you're around a certain person, and that you don't feel good when you're around another person, you know, and it starts off as something as little as that, as a crush, when you're first starting to realize your sexual orientation. And the thing is that all the meanwhile, you're growing up, you're attending, you know, your church or your Bible studies, and you are constantly hearing, you know, homosexuality is this, homosexuality is that, you're going to hell. And it is so scary to hear those words when you know that you're having these thoughts and can't really understand what you are, or much less put a name on it. So just so that you understand the severity of this, if you don't automatically understand it because you're not basically anything other than straight, it is a feeling of confusion where you cannot really put a name on why you're not boy crazy like these other girls, you know, who are around you and they're flirting and they're crying over their boyfriends. And it's like, why don't I feel that way? And you just feel like something is wrong with you. And I'm going to tell you, nobody chooses to feel this way. Nobody wants to pick the harder life. It's something that's natural. And so when you realize, when you can finally put a name on it, then it's scarier, because now you know for certain that you're going against everything that you were brought up to believe, that you are what they talked about in the Bible, that you're what they talked against at church. And so you sit there trying to understand why a God that is supposed to be loving and accepting and light would condemn you to such a hopeless fate. As we get older, we begin to realize that it isn't necessary to let go of our spirituality. But instead, many of us begin to lose the connotation of religion that's tied into God, you know, and we start to understand that, like humanity, like the universe, our God is ever expanding and ever growing, and that we can reach the gospel of God without taking to heart everything that is said in the Bible, because not all is correct. And that isn't to say that the words of God, that the words that are in that Bible aren't holy, that they aren't sacred, because they are. It's poetry. It's our guide to life. But many of the things in the Bible are outdated or aren't as righteous as they once were. So it is up to us. We were gifted an intuition. We were gifted this gut sensation, a consciousness that tells us what is right and what is wrong. Learn to be empathetic. And this isn't to push my agenda or my opinion, or to try to manipulate the way that you practice your religion. By all means, hold on to that. But let me remind you that we are religious too. We are spiritual as well, perhaps in a different manner than you are. But that doesn't make our relationship with God any less intense or real or committed. I truly believe that as a society, regardless of your religious outlook and religious beliefs, especially towards sexual orientation, you can no longer go around avoiding the subject or pretending it's not there, as we tend to do in our hogares Latinos, you know, because we do that. We pretend like the tío that we know is gay isn't gay, and, you know, we just avoid the conversation altogether, or that the cousin came out. Like, it's just something that's not talked about. And you can no longer do that, because the thing is that you're creating an environment for this person who you should care about, whom you should be there to protect and to be there for, won't feel safe enough, won't feel protected, and might resort to isolating themselves. So I just want to remind you that when you take a position to not talk about it, you're taking a position against that person. So regardless of whether you think that this affects you or not, it really does, because it's your surroundings that are going to be impacted, including those that you love. And because we're at a point where it's a lot easier to come out, people have a lot more resources, have more understanding of their sexuality. So our generation, our generations after us, are coming out at a younger age, not because there are more gay people in the world now, but because it's easier to understand sexuality and for people to come out. This will impact you in one way or another. Your stance should be clear. It should be intentional that you're coming out here and that you're living up to your religious expectation, which is to spread the gospel of God and to lead people to light and to love and to acceptance, regardless of what your personal opinion is. If you have some kind of sexual tendency that doesn't perfectly align with straight and you choose to suppress that, fine. You know, if you choose to live that life, whatever helps you, as long as you love yourself and that you are really living your truth, whatever that may be, that's fine. And I support you. But don't fear something that you don't understand. If you don't understand it, don't automatically reject it. talk to someone, ask them. I have personally, I've had no problem answering the questions that come out of curiosity or concern, especially when I see that there's genuine and earnest desire to know about me, to understand me. I appreciate that so much more than trying to avoid the conversation altogether because you don't want to make me feel uncomfortable. Because guess what? You're already making me feel uncomfortable. My life exists. My life is valid. I don't need you to validate it, but we want the people around us whom we share our life with, every other aspect of our life to become a part of it. You know, because this is something that is so precious to us, our love lives, our everything. It's really an awful feeling to have to hide that part of yourself. Even when you've already come out, it's something that is really hard to deal with. So what I wanted to mention to you guys, just so you have a better understanding of sexuality in general, because I feel like a lot of people, especially our older generations who grew up of only hearing like straight being an option, or straight being the only option on the spectrum, really weren't aware that you can be so many other things and that they're all valid and that they're all real, regardless of whether we choose to acknowledge them or put a name on them or not, right? And so there's this thing called the orientation spectrum, and basically it places people's sexual or romantic orientation on this spectrum that goes from right to left, if you could imagine it. And we'll just imagine, you know, that the model is straight people all the way to the right and gay people all the way to the left. And anything in between is a sexual orientation. And basically, there is no perfect straight person. There is no perfect gay person. Like, we could fall on this spectrum and it could shift at different stages of our lives. You could be someone who is straight or who has been straight most of her life and had a sexual experience with a woman because you were curious, you know, but that doesn't define you. And same thing with gay people, you know, a lot of lesbian women who choose to identify as lesbians have had a sexual experience with a guy, but they simply understood that it was something out of curiosity and that, really, their truth is that they could only love and be in love and maintain a relationship with a woman. And again, the idea is to understand that regardless of what your religious beliefs are, this is nature. This is, and again, it's something that it's so ironic to me when I hear people say that man is not natural, that women and women are not natural, because it's literally the way that you're born. And so it's just ironic to say something that is brought on, which we don't know how yet, but we know it happens just naturally. People are born this way, are not naturally that way. It's just, it's a cliche and it's ironic and it's just a funny thing to say. And like I said, the idea is so that you understand that regardless of your need to accept it or reject it or validate it or unvalidate it, it is existing. It is there. Some things don't have a name yet. Some things are named. Like, you can understand that there are bisexuals, that there are pansexuals, that there are queers, that there are all kinds of other non-binary sexual identities. And it's something that in my own family, in my own household, really helped us to bring up the conversation, because coming out, especially for bisexuals, it is really hard to do so because they see them as the confused lot, you know, like, make up your mind. You're either this or you're that. And even amongst our own gay communities, it's frowned upon. And it's something that we kind of reject and will discriminate against, which again is ironic and sad that it does happen. So the thing is that we have to understand that regardless of our religious beliefs, regardless of what ideas you want to teach your children, your surroundings, your nephews, your grandchildren. Their sexual orientation is something that is completely out of your control and even out of theirs. There are people who will suppress this of them, who will carry a straight lifestyle, even when they're gay, just to make other people happy. But you cannot understand how devastating that will be to their lives, to their happiness, to their existence, to the point where it leads people to commit suicide. So it is something that is very serious. It is not just, oh, we don't agree with it. Oh, it's you're doing wrong, or you're doing this, or you're doing that. It is literally life or death for some people. So the ultimate idea, or the ultimate conversation, is to talk about ways to support your fellow, you know, neighbors, family members, and whatnot. Because as I mentioned, regardless of your religious beliefs, it is something that is around you and that will impact your life in one way or another. So we must educate ourselves on how to carry conversations with them, how to make them feel included, how to support them. And the thing is that personally, in my own household, there are conversations that till this day, and I've fought hard for my right to speak up about my love life. I've fought hard to be included and to be able to include my family into all of these events, which means so much. But even then, it is not perfect. There are little jokes that are made here and there, you know, where they kind of disregard my relationship or will be like, oh, you wouldn't understand because of this or because of that. And mind you, these are people who love me and who try their best to support me, but still make that mistake. So no one is perfect. It'll take time. It'll be something that you have to constantly work at if it's not naturally in you. And like I said to you, it's not something just for straight people to do. It's even something that queer and gay and homosexual people have to do in our own communities, because there are non-binary homosexuals, and we unfortunately don't know even how to treat each other in our own communities. So again, whether you're straight or you're gay, it is time to bridge that gap and really understand that we have this identity, this Latinx community that just glues us all together, regardless of what our sexual orientations are. And we have to learn how to support each other, and that we have to truly come from a place of love. If it is religion that you are preaching, if it is spirituality that you are teaching, then you need to understand that your ultimate goal in life is to spread love, to spread joy, to spread acceptance, and to spread the gospel of God. You won't do that by judging one another. You won't do that by isolating yourself from the other community. So let's try to open up the conversations. They won't be easy. They will be hard. They will be conflicting, but we're trying. It is better than sitting there and ignoring each other and ignoring the conversation altogether, because it does not make it go away. And we need each other. That's the truth. So thank you for hearing me out again. Our next episode, I will be touching a more personal side of this. I will be giving you my testimony as a young girl who first came out as a bisexual and later as a lesbian, because I truly didn't understand sexuality, and having to fight a really long journey from coming out to understanding my sexuality and my sexual orientation to marriage and a lot of other things. So again, if you want to hear more about that, a personal experience, personal testimony, then just tune in to the next episode. That'll be coming soon. For now, thank you for listening to Mujer No Te Rajes. Again, this is Morena Tan Mala. I hope you enjoy your weekend, and we'll be in touch. Hasta la siguiente vez.